jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so we're now recording. So just so you know, the reason why we're doing it this way is because any committee that's created by ordinance through the City Council is supposed to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which means that residents have the opportunity to come and listen if they want to, and if they don't want to, they have the opportunity to listen online to the audio files. So any meeting that the council has or that any of the committees have is supposed to be available to the public so they can get input.
So this live stream.
It's not live stream, though. It's a couple of days, so if you want to go back and listen to it. So Denise is the chair, so she will be the one who calls us to order and leads the way.
Yeah.
And I'm the facilitator.
So welcome, and I call this meeting to order, this meeting of the Cedar Hill Beautification Committee, meeting on May the 9th at 8 o'clock in the Public Works Building. And thank you for coming. I appreciate it. I have recently discovered the resolution 3-16-2010D that talks about our committee. Sounds so official.
What's the number here?
Yeah, did you want to jot that down in your note? So it just says it's about the creation of the Beautification Committee and what our duties as the Beautification Committee are, our purpose and duties. So I'll just read these things really quickly. We'll go through. This is an ad hoc committee, and the purpose of the committee shall be to make our fair city even fairer. How can I get better than that? The committee shall act in an advisory capacity to the City Council and shall have the following duties and responsibilities. One, to hold regular meetings to discuss and study beautification needs and issues. Two, to make recommendations to the City Council on the methods and means of enhancing the beauty of the city. Two, to assist the City Council in public relations concerning city beautification matters. I'm not sure what that means, but four, to make recommendations to the City Council for various beautification programs, which we're going to be doing tonight. Five, encourage residents, businesses, and property owners to participate in beautification programs, including spring cleanup and fall cleanup. Six, to solicit gifts, bequests, grants, donations from any person or source on behalf of the city for the development or improvement of civic pride or for beautification projects. They all have to be approved. All the donations have to be approved by the city manager, blah, 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 and shall be received by the city treasurer. We make recommendations to the city council regarding changes in city ordinances, policies, and practices to encourage and enhance the beautification of the city. So there might be some city ordinances that are not working for the city, and we might say, hey, you know, this needs to be worked on. You know, something's wrong here. So we kind of need to be cognizant of what's going on in the city so we might be able to help. To prepare and present periodic, at least annual, reports to the City Council on the progress and status of the committee. And last one, to complete all beautification projects for the city as assigned. So that's basically it. Talks about members of the committee are appointed by the mayor, approved by the City Council, and that the mayor appointed a member of the City Council to be our ex officio suffice. There you go. So, on our agenda tonight, we have some business. Welcome to Sophia and Natalie, who are our new members. I don't know if you know, Natalie Scott did some fabulous artwork at the new Rec Center. She did all the installations of the beautiful trees on the wall.
She did the mural.
Before.
Yes,
that is it. Yeah, the cedar trees on the wall and the thing hanging over the fireplace. She's just extremely creative. Love Natalie.
No wonder you were like, it's beautiful, that Rec Center.
I heard it in me.
Even without the trees.
The trees are really cool. Yeah, I think that's what we're kind of about. It's like the little frosting on the cake that really makes something beautiful.
Makes our city distinctive.
Exactly. That city had good bones and it had, but then you put all the beautiful things inside of it and then it's really impressive. So that's what we are supposed to do for our fair city, make it fairer. So let's talk about some of these things. The city still wants to put in the landscaping. Did everyone go up and see the landscaping?
It's beautiful.
Looks nice. They're not finished. There's some things still they're going to do. but the city wants to put out on that point where it goes out and the golf course on either side, a gazebo where people can get married and things like that. So we need to research a gazebo.
Not a white one.
Not a white PVC. No whiteout. So something that is in, you know, in line with the architecture of the building. Yeah, in harmony. That's something in harmony with it. Something that will look beautiful sitting out on that point. Jenny, do we know a budget for that?
No. And so what would probably be best is to put together a range. Yeah, mm-hmm. Say this will be this much money, and if we do this much money, and this much money, you have three different ranges for a proposal to the council.
Okay. So that's our assignment. Research gazebos, or pavilions, or, fun, and see what we can put together, and see what the city has.
Well, Jenny, Joel could probably...
Joel's interested.
Yeah, he is really interested. He approached me about it, too.
So Joel Johnson is a resident.
Yeah.
That was on Bay Hill, and he builds pergolas and gazebos, and so he's interested in doing.
Well, I think it'd be great to promote any city business owners' efforts in everything that
I agree. I would say start in the city first and work our way out.
Yeah.
Can you contact him and have him make up a proposal? Go look, maybe he can measure the site, he can go out there. And
what's the difference between a pergola and a gazebo?
Pergola is more like a bigger structure that you could like maybe put picnic tables under or something like that. It's usually a flat roof.
Okay.
And a gazebo is usually
How do you get audio?
And one thing that I would say on that, a pergola might make more sense for us in that the focus of that building is recreation, and so if we can utilize it for recreation activities as well, then that would be fantastic.
Well, it depends on how big you make it, because there's some there's some pretty big styles of gazebos, which, you know, down in California at all of our parks we had gazebos, and they were really expansive, so expansive that they'd hold like fitness classes inside the gazebo.
Wow.
So it was really cool because then you're shaded from the sun and you've got this nice little setting in the
middle. Oh, yeah,
you could do storytelling. You know, story that way you can use it for more than just weddings. You can put it to more use because you want to think of a multifunctional area that you can use for more than just
dancing.
Local artists could even come out and perform. You can do like concerts of
the band.
Awesome.
Okay. So we want electricity.
So that's one thing that I definitely want.
You have it.
Just to keep you guys so that you know from the council's perspective, that facility is first and foremost a rec center. So if you can get them anything that you want to do there, think recreation first.
Summertime
yoga.
I was saying summertime yoga. Summertime Pilates outside would be amazing in the mornings. Oh,
our art classes set up easels out there.
Oh yeah, some plein air.
Yeah,
you're trying to get stars in there.
Okay, so great. So talk to your guy. What's his name?
Joel Johnson.
Joel.
He's a general contractor. And
I went to school.
Joel Johnson?
I don't know.
No, okay. I think he grew up in Salt Lake somewhere. Maybe Layton or...
Okay, so those are all great ideas.
So Emily is going to talk to Joel?
Yes.
And we can do it on the theater too, because it's in Cedar Hill.
How do you think that would be received, Jenny, as far as upkeep is concerned? Are they looking for sustainable?
It should be long-lasting, but we don't want something that's going to require a lot of maintenance every year or that has to be rebuilt, you know, every couple of years. So something that can be usable and make it through the wintertime.
Low maintenance.
Which reminds me, the Clyde. Paul Flower lives in Cedar Hills, and they own Sunrock, which is the sustainable wood flooring and fencing, and they've got some really neat options right now. And I could contact him because I know him.
That would be great.
Material options, maybe.
Yes. What's his first name?
I think it's Paul. Jeanette is her name.
Company?
Sunrock. And I mean, Clyde is huge. They're big building in the valley. So I don't know what other things to do.
Because our fence is made of cedar, and we have to stain it every year.
Yeah,
or it gets faded.
It turns gray.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you might want to look. It's a beautiful wood when it's got the rich stain in it, but it gets tortured.
It takes some beating in the winter.
Yeah.
Okay, well, those are great ideas. So we'll come back together next time and bring those things with us.
Okay.
So let's move on to OMA. Okay, Yard of the Month program. I am really excited about this. Peter Hills used to do Yard of the Month a long time ago, for years, and I won it one time. It's the happiest day of my life. My neighbor kept stealing my sign and putting it in his yard.
How funny.
But, so, we have these maps that Gretchen printed out for us. These are the voting districts, but we thought maybe we could just use these for the Yard of the Month districts. There's five of us. And we can divide it up and take an area, and not the area you live in,
right?
Because that wouldn't be fair. but we can each choose one, and every month choose somebody out of this area. Now, back in the day, when I won it, they used to give away a gift certificate from Highland Gardens as your award, and Highland Gardens donated that.
Ooh.
So I will ask them. The lady who is the manager there lives on my street.
Mm-hmm.
So I can ask her if that's something new. I think it was like $25 or something like that.
That's
Highland
great.
Garden. Yeah. So I will ask her. Her name is Shelley Pitt. And the city used to have signs.
We still do.
Oh, good.
That say Yard of the Month winner or something like that.
Great.
Is it neon and blinking?
And you borrow on it.
Yeah,
it's right here.
Follow the
signs. So some residents who won Yard of the Month accepted the certificate but did not want the sign in their yard, and that's okay. They don't want the sign.
Yeah.
They have to.
So what they did too is they asked me if I wanted to accept Yard of the Month, because some people aren't like, I don't want that. I'm like, $25? Yeah, I'll take that. I put that sign up proudly, let me tell you. So we would have to approach the people, personally and say, you've been nominated for Yard of the Month, and we'll figure out wording, whatever. But I think we should start, because people are
right
starting
away,
to,
right
away.
So seasonally, what period?
So, depends on the year, because last year we couldn't even garden until the end of May.
In the past, it was May through September.
May through September.
So are we alerting the...
everybody
ready, set, go?
Yeah.
We'll put it in the new
or do we just kind of catch them off guard?
Yard,
yay.
I'm assuming that, because it's not in here, but on the purple part of this map, that my neighborhood's over here.
Where are you?
Because I'm Bay Hill,
You're right.
And then you've got the roundabout, and then you go off to Nilsen, and then you go to Fiddlesticks, and I'm over.
You're over here.
But this is Bay Hill.
But isn't it go across the street?
Oh, you're in the center.
There's the roundabout.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You're
oh, okay.
Side.
So I'm on this
so that's
side.
That's north.
Oh, I was turned around. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
I was like, where am I? Okay.
I'm wrong.
So what street are you on?
I'm on Fiddlesticks.
Which I think is the funniest.
Isn't that the cutest name?
It's cute.
Are the Sugarloaf.
Oh, I get
Sugarloaf and Fiddlesticks.
Yeah, right near there.
Yeah, what's that?
Gretchen is right near you.
Oh, really?
Is the holly in your area there? I'm just right.
I haven't gotten to know everybody yet.
That's right. I've
been there a month.
What brought you?
My family lives here, so I decided that it was time to come spend some time, because I just couldn't get them down there to see me enough.
You're
so like, I said, fine, I'll come.
That is family love.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow. I'm on the other end. No one. I won't go down there. I want them all to come here.
You're just like my family.
Yeah, I know.
So I'll get it in the do-new letter, and I'll put it in each month until when? when do you guys want to end it? September?
Why do you think Gardens closes, like, maybe even before?
Like, oh, well, yeah. you have to at least leave it up through Halloween for those who like to do the decoration.
That could be a different one, though.
We could just do the Fourth gardening of one.
Yeah.
And then we could do...
Ooh,
oh, Christmas one.
We could do every holiday.
My neighborhood in California did that. We had a prize for the best decorated house.
If they pulled earlier, do you want to do
August? I love it.
August for this program.
So we get people to actually
decoration
put
one
up lights.
Yeah, we'll see.
If they close that shop,
and you can't go. We can't do August. We'll be like,
August.
I know that program. Rick was very disappointed when you realized we couldn't wait.
Oh, yard of the month.
Yeah, okay, so they do have, and Jimmy, I don't know, does the city still do light up Cedar Hill? They used to have a contest.
I've never heard of that, but I can find out.
They used to do light up Cedar Hills, and it was a Christmas light contest.
I think that is a fantastic, I really think that would be amazing.
My next door neighbor wins every year. Did you sabotage? Did you go over and like,
no, but I'm 22. Remember to be
who said that?
I know.
Yeah, so they have the light up. They've been doing the light up Cedar Hills every year, but it would be fun, like decorate Cedar Hills or
focus on more than one holiday. Because I know people like to Halloween.
Halloween.
For
sure. Oh yeah.
Thanksgiving, Easter. I don't know. Yeah. 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. 4th of July could be fun.
Yeah, that could be the first one.
All year long, the holiday.
Yeah,
it would be fun.
I think let's do it.
Okay.
We need some new signs.
The budget keeps going up.
Jenny's like,
If you can get me again some ideas on cost to put together a Halloween sign or a Christmas sign or whatever, five obviously. That will help me. Okay.
Who wants that assignment? Find out cost of signs.
Signs, like what type of signs are we talking about?
Yard signs.
Okay. With those little metal stakes, you just stick it like this thick.
Yeah.
Again, I wonder if
anyone. Is there anyone in the community
Where do you get those?
I bet there's
the
OBS store, Kinko's, any of those kind of
printing places will do them, and I bet. I know a printer.
Oh,
I will laugh.
I was going to say, I'll do it, but if you have a connection.
I know. Okay. All right. That sounds really fun. So the first holiday.
Fourth of July.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Let's away.
Plastic wreath.
Well, everybody will be driving around like, wait, where was the cemetery again? Is that a cemetery?
Yeah. So we'll start with 4th of July. So in the June newsletter,
okay.
What are we going to call this?
Something
tricky. Holiday bonanza.
No.
Extravagant.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah, something that sounds.
Well, yeah, something kind of catchy to go with. It's going to take me a little bit. Let's come back to that.
I'm going
to
give
on it for a little bit.
Okay,
and
okay.
Then
we'll put that in
the name.
Okay. Well, that sounds fun. Okay, so let's go over this map.
Okay.
And choose a neighborhood. I live in 5, so I can't have 5.
You're going to
have
3 of us. We all live in purple.
All of us
live in purple.
Did you move?
Yeah, I live in on Morgan.
Townhome. I will do purple and then you for.
I'll take the pink.
Okay, so tell me it says CH01205. Tell me.
I'll do 4.
You'll do 4? So, Sophia?
And where do you live, Jenny?
I am not on the committee. I
can't
do it.
Oh, you can't. Oh.
So she could win.
So, I think that aren't. I am the noser. I live in purple. I'm on Vegas.
I want 5.
Oh, she wants 5.
I
want
my neighborhood. I'll take your neighborhood.
Okay, so
I'll do 01. Okay. Oh.
3.
And I'll do 04, I guess.
Oh,
are you have 04?
No. I'll do whatever is left.
So we got 1 and 2 left.
No. Wait, 4 is Natalie?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be 4. Oh, did you get me? Oh, I don't care which one I do, really.
I
said 01, but whatever.
You want 1?
I'll take 1.
Okay.
Shannon, you do
I'll
one.
Do 2. I used to live in one. That's where I went.
That's the, you know what, there, it could be a lucky little area.
It could be. It could, there's also some duds in there, too.
yeah.
There's duds in there.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do this in June, so start looking around.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta get
and we
big,
can't win.
Big things in
so
my
yeah, so I know when you walk by my yard.
I need your address, seriously, so I don't choose your house.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not going to choose your
day plane. Not much to
it. Well, my husband was disappointed that we wouldn't be in the running, but.
Get an honorary.
I said, we have to bring this on.
Like, what?
Don't we, Shannon?
No, we do.
No, we do.
Our husbands are in competition with
they
mom.
They live next door to each other.
Three houses.
Oh, okay.
My husband's in that competition.
Yes, and he is too.
All right, you know what? We better tell you our address.
Yeah. 10443.
Mm-hmm.
Sugarloaf is mine. Off limits.
Okay.
10467 Sugarloaf.
Is this the urge? I know.
Okay.
You
oh, mine.
Yeah.
I'm 10645. Mm-hmm. Fiddlesticks. It's just so fun to say.
I know.
It is.
It's
great.
And Natalie, you're at
10319.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan.
Okay. All right. You're all out of line. I need to share yours with them. Yours.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Yours.
I need to tell you.
I need your address.
8902.
Oh, I know, Denise. Really.
And we know why you won.
yeah.
Oh, it wasn't a bad house.
You probably don't put senior yard.
I know.
Yeah, you can't see my yard.
That's true.
Street.
You got to go up the.
But there are many people who admire yeah. your home from
oh.
afar.
Oh, okay.
So.
You're playing to pick my next door neighbor. The one that always wins the light up Cedar Hills.
oh. Watch me come back and pick that one.
She has the most beautiful yard ever.
okay.
And if you're listening,
let's see. Yeah. You say no.
Okay, so let's pick a date that we need to have these in. I would say by the first of the month. I mean, we can
oh.
do this, right? Like
first of what in? Oh, just for the yard of the month.
Well, the yard of the
month.
On June, it will go in the newsletter, and residents will get it around the 3rd. So, do you want to give them time?
No,
to
we should do
clean
at
up?
The end of
okay,
June.
Okay, if
yeah.
they have to clean up,
then
they're
going
to
wait.
The only thing I guess. To keep in mind is that it gets so hot in August that people don't garden because things just die.
I know.
But they can always save their gift card for next year.
Well, if we give them like the, if we say in the newsletter, because we haven't announced this in the newsletter yet.
Right.
So if we say in the newsletter, tell the residents, we're starting up our Yard of the Month program. We'll be running around checking out your yards and making a vote, let's say, on the... I don't know, the 25th of the month, and give them a little more time so that they, then they'll hold
it. Do you really think
them.
Someone's going to get out there because they want to win your
well,
money?
Well, maybe that's what happened.
My husband would.
I'm like, why not?
Somebody's already been working on it. I don't know.
Yeah. But they get it on the 3rd,
sure.
and we give that would give them like 1 week to get any weeding done. That's like one weekend. To get any work done.
$500 worth of plants.
I think we should do June as like a surprise attack kind of thing. Like,
do you think we do
announce it?
I do think that would be fun to not give them.
Oh, well, then, okay,
then
we can do that.
Spend $500
then
on plants.
I know. Make it so that we have our votes
yeah.
done by the 1st, so then we can announce
then
the surprise the Yard of the Month.
And
on the 3rd, and then
like
let them know that we've got.
That's
okay,
a good
yeah.
idea.
So we'll be the 1st of every month?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so you can just... Do you want to email you to put it in the newsletter? How do you want?
Yeah, because I oversee the newsletter, so
okay.
I can make sure you get them.
Okay.
Do you have
so do we need
email?
To meet? Do we need to like take pictures?
No. Each of you just chooses the winner for your own region.
Oh,
keep track.
Okay. Okay.
So you're responsible.
So you just
say
the address. That's
yeah.
it.
The name is. I already want. Well, yeah, their name and address.
Yeah.
And find out if they're okay that you put their name and address
okay.
in the newsletter.
Okay.
If they don't want to put their address or just their name,
right?
Okay.
Okay.
So we can't do pictures?
Pictures. But the newsletter's only four.
Oh, okay.
Back in
that's too much.
So is this
so
something
we could
put online?
On the website. Yeah,
yeah.
We can have a beautification award winners and do a picture
on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that might
idea.
Be cool.
That
you
would
know?
Be great.
That way people can see what we're looking at. So like, oh yeah, I totally agree. Like, that is the best yard.
Okay, so take a photo, email the photo, and all your information to Jenny by the 1st. Yeah, give you enough time to get it in if we
absolutely
get
to.
Okay.
No, I think it'll be fun to just have a surprise. Hey, guess what?
Yeah, I like that.
I do too.
So, okay.
So this runs through August. So.
So we're doing it
so
for
it's just 3 months.
July
and
August.
Yeah,
is what we're doing.
Three mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you were going to talk to Highland Gardens about donating for the prize.
An award. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know. We'll see how it goes. This lady doesn't want me.
I don't know.
The other day I told my bishop, I could just strangle somebody. And then I wrote him an email. I'm sorry I said that. I still think it.
I just need to keep it.
Yeah. My mouth runs faster than my brain.
Moving on.
That's not a violin.
Because it's wicked good.
I'm going to put a donator.
It's not going in the notes.
Okay, yeah. It's not in the official minutes.
And who's going to listen to this anyway?
No one.
Nobody. 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 Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody.
Oh, okay. So that's great. Can we grab the signs? Do you know where they are?
I believe they're at the public safety building. So if you ask Mike Carson, I'll send him an email, but I'll have them just put them up there for you.
Okay. Isn't this the public safety?
Over there.
Public Works.
Mike Carson.
Fire department.
Oh, Mike.
Okay. You know
so
Mike.
We should get
everybody knows Mike.
Of course not know Mike.
So sorry, we should go get a sign.
No, I know him. I know
right.
Him.
Yeah, you guys,
okay,
yeah.
We'll just
tell
go get a sign.
We'll probably have to order one more because until this last voting, or even not, we were just be divided into 4 precincts. So I think we have 4 signs. So I'll have to get one more.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure that it was divided into precincts, so when they did it.
It was divided into 4 quadrants, I know 4, but.
For the beautification?
Yeah.
I mean,
the
yard
of
the month?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, you don't have to put the sign in my yard. I'll go ahead.
But I really have to
take
my loudspeaker. I'll try running over.
Oh my God, my work's done here.
Did they have to give this sign back?
Can I keep it?
Yeah. The next month you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, and tell them I'll be back to get this.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Don't keep this.
We'll
pick it up the first of the next month
because
put on the yard for the next
month. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
So yeah, so go by the building and get your sign from Mike, and we'll have to order another one. Yeah, so that'll be great. Well, I think anything else.
Well,
and
who are we going to order them from? Because whenever we do that, then we get
well, the
for the
city order
one
more.
Yeah, if you want to get me some bids first, then we'll just go through all the same person.
Okay.
In fact, I'll probably give a discount for the more we're doing.
I probably should get one to have them copy it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it has to be beautiful.
But we have to come up with the name for this.
Yes, we do.
Mm. We're still working on that.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll
have it by the end of the
night, right? One of us will wake up with the great
idea. Can we meet next month? We can come back with that idea.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I think we're good there. So we move on to number 4. Remaining landscaping. There's really nothing. There's some things they're going to put in. Around the pergola that's on the back of the building, there's little cutouts where they're going to plant white wisteria that's going to grow up over that. It's going to be really pretty. Mm-hmm. And
what about the approach, the road?
Yeah.
They're going to do with that.
Nothing.
Are you talking about Clubhouse Drive?
Yeah.
Well, the little driveway that goes from the road to the building. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. We just need to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
There
should be
a
budget for it.
Yeah, there's the yard
and
the hatches. And what's the story with them moving the sign from one side of the road to the other?
The
like
rock
there.
Thing that they had, and they started building it, and the rocks were going up because they were going to do a big sign for the rec center by the before you turn in.
Yeah, and it was.
And then
right
they took it all down and moved it to the other side.
It's not right by the.
You know, the ugly side where there's no landscaping.
They
put it there.
Well, it's on the other side, and it just doesn't really point you in that direction anymore.
So does it say it's the rec center? It's the rec center sign.
It doesn't have a sign on it yet. It's just big columns of rock.
Okay, I'll find out.
And it's on the right side. It was on the left, and then they took it down and started building it up on the right.
Maybe it blocks the view of traffic when you're coming out.
I'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know.
Divided street.
Very important.
Write that down.
background on that too. Again, like last time, I want to come up with some ideas of plans, something that want to be built. There are some current issues with the landscaping that a landscaper is aware of that need to be addressed. And so so this committee will recommend what it should look like. But if it doesn't look exactly like that, it's not because your ideas were thrown out. It's because they have realized that there's some drainage issues and stuff that we weren't prepared for that now.
Where specifically?
I know for sure Councilmember Augusta said on that back hill, they're having some significant drainage issues that they're going to have to figure out.
Oh, where it goes like
Yeah.
I can see that accumulating.
Yeah, so that's going to have to be, so obviously they make some changes to the landscaping in that area to fix that issue. That's the only one I know of right now.
They let us know when they want recommendations. I mean, that landscaper, when I came in with, we talked about plants and stuff like that, come in with a list, and he had almost exactly the same stuff that we talked about. So he's kind of already thinking along the same lines as we are.
Yeah. Pretty good. So what will happen is, so Councilmember Augustus is the one who's kind of doing the final punch. He's a general contractor as well, so he's the one who's been going through and saying this needs to be fixed and never addressed. And when it comes to the landscaping stuff, I'll just ask him to let us know what those issues are, and I'll just shoot you an email so you guys know what needs to be considered in the landscaping plan.
Great. Okay.
And I don't know if you saw, but they did put flagpoles up there.
Yeah.
Three flagpoles. They've got one for the U.S. flag, and then one for the state, and then they'll have one for the, they do have one for the city. The flag's not up yet.
That's great.
Oh, that's very nice. I didn't know we had a flag.
We do now. We got it on Saturday.
Oh,
the
city.
It's
city.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just have never seen one of our flags.
No,
flying.
We don't have one.
So we do now.
But we're going to.
We might have the biggest flag. It better be bigger than Macy's.
Macy's.
I see it from.
It's like covering my house.
That's the window.
Well, the flag was, the reason why it's where it is because you can really see it from anywhere in Cedar Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And really, from Saratoga Springs, I mean, that's it got a direct line to that direct center, so it's awesome.
Hmm.
So we have, like,
flying.
Neon lights. Yeah. On
I think in Vegas.
A Vegas trip.
Because that is not happy at all.
Number five, enforcement of city ordinances regarding clean and beautiful city.
What city ordinances are there?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
No, we
need
to be.
There's a book of ordinances.
Yeah, weeds and moths. I know, like, need to keep that down.
Probably.
There's also, like, people who hoard trash on their property.
And probably vehicles abandoned.
Parking in the street overnight.
That
doesn't matter.
Have different rules than the city does.
I've tried to call on that before, and nobody would—they wouldn't do anything. So we're in charge of keeping all of that
HOA.
Over. We need to drive around.
We don't have an HOA.
No, there's no industry.
That's the city
about
it. But that the police will do something. The police will ticket them.
They said as long as they move the vehicle within 24 hours, they can't do anything.
If it's parked on the street,
Mm-hmm.
Well, the city doesn't have ordinance about overnight parking unless it's during a snowstorm so they can get their class through. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you can park overnight on the street if you're not in an HOA.
I know.
If you can.
I've already called.
Well, there are some. I actually called on some. Here we get recorded again. Some houses where there is just junk piled up. And I even talked to the neighbors, and they won't say anything because it's a neighbor issue. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not their neighbor.
Yeah.
So I called and reported, and the city will send a
zoning official. Yeah.
To the zoning official, and I wrote his name, who is our guy.
Oh, yeah.
Do
we need a Raven number?
Right now, it's Greg Robinson, who's the assistant city manager.
It's Greg? Yeah.
Greg Robinson.
Robinson.
And do we have a number for Greg?
I don't off the top of my head, but it is on the website.
The city website will have it. So if you see something that's out of control, I need to be reported. I reported a house that needed to clean up.
We did too last year. And it got cleaned up?
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, so feel free. And when you're driving around looking for yard of the month, you see one that's definitely not yard of the month.
We could maybe give them like a bad yard of the month.
No! You win!
With like yellow tape.
We do not want to encourage that.
I think it's a great idea.
I know.
It's just like we got a little yard.
I know. Yeah.
I love those set of hints. That's awesome.
So feel free to record stuff like that. And
maybe you're already going this way, but I know one of the things that that the city would like to encourage people to do is, if you have like an empty lot or something in your area, that, you know, maybe gather communities together to do weed abatement or something like that, just to make your area pretty. That's up to you guys.
Yeah. And before, in this committee, we organized trash pickups.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighborhood, we picked up so much trash in the gully between us and the neighbors. We had a big pile, and the city came and got it. It was almost, it was probably like the size of a Volkswagen. It was so much trash that was in there. We had all the families come, and oh my goodness. So, yeah, if you want to organize in section 3, if you want to be picking up trash all of you can
section.
I know.
We've got that area covered, right?
Yeah. But yeah, organized trash. I know when we put it in the newsletter last year, sometimes neighbors to do it, you know, in your own neighborhood. I'm not sure how much that got done. But
we did it in ours, but there was like three families that did it.
But
that's well, and I know that like the youth have had service projects where they've gone around and done that. So
yeah, something you want to organize or no?
How do you organize that? You just call. I don't know. I mean, we just kind of told our friends.
We're I think let's
nobody
to do it.
I know.
Yeah,
like,
we can put it in and you got everything.
You got that covered.
Well, I think we should. This may be way off. But I think we should start like some kind of, not a campaign. That's not the word I'm looking for. But what if we did like some. You started it on a start soon, like early.
It worked.
Like, what if we did something that. You know how New York has iHeart NY? What if we did something like iHeart CH or something? We start a big, and we get like a logo that we could start, and then every time we want to do something, that logo's there, and people are kind of eye-catching, and they read about it, or I don't know, how to do something to make this more of a real thing rather than just a committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's just an idea. It's not creative by any means, but
and you could put that logo in that section of the newsletter. People mm-hmm. see it, connect it with beautification or whatever.
Something so that I don't know.
And when we do the cleanup, maybe we should make it an annual thing on like the same date like, type of thing every or week, whatever.
When is Earth Day?
Yeah,
something April.
So
it's
like April
21st.
Yeah,
we did.
And it's right. Right.
How about Arbor Day? When's Arbor Day?
Yeah, spring.
Did we miss Arbor Day?
Arbor Day.
Oh, dang it.
So one of the suggestions was on Arbor Day doing, I think, some, I don't know if it's a beautification committee, but some committee organized where they were able to get super cheap trees from a company.
Yeah,
and
I learned
it. Then they just notified all the residents, you can get these trees for whatever price.
Hey, I say we do it on Labor Day.
Yeah, everyone.
No pun intended. Yes, pun intended.
You might want to organize the cleanup around the city spring cleanup as well. They have a big dump.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But there's a fall one coming. The dumpsters come in the fall,
I have to double check.
Okay.
I know the spring cleanup one is.
Well, that's around Earth Day too.
It is.
So
in the future, you could definitely do a shared community cleanup around.
Yeah, but we want something before then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think when we do start that, I think it would be beneficial to contact the churches in the area and then,
mm-hmm.
you know, we get...
Oh, yeah, because, mm-hmm. like I said, use the youth, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're always looking for...
They're always looking for projects.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. I'm going to get the word out. Oh, I guess you just contact... I mean, I don't know the protocol. I'm saying, you announce this in your ward for your members to start.
Well, you just go to, who is it that does the announcements? Like, it's the first counselor or second counselor? Who is it that does the announcements in sacrament meeting?
Whoever who does the
announcements.
But they could put it in their word letters or just
beautification.
Are you Boyd?
Yes.
Yes.
Boyd, welcome to the Room of Women.
Gosh, we've got the right people there.
This is Boyd Wilkins.
Hi.
And I brought your ideas because he has a lot of ideas and you're even on the agenda for Boyd's ideas. And we've already talked about the beautification of wards. Yard of the Month is what the city already had a Yard of the Month program in place, and so they've got signs and everything, and so we're just going to renew that Yard of the Month program. And since you weren't here, we divided the city up already into 5 areas.
Okay.
There were 5 of us, so you didn't get
is that an extra agenda right there?
It is.
Yes, it is.
There's a city right there.
He's got a city.
Oh, yeah, I gave him that one, too.
So, But look, he had a little an official form for it.
Well, some ideas.
And I like Boyd. Let me see, we're skipping ahead. No, we can skip on to Boyd because Boyd had a great idea about partnering up with Walmart. Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, you know, that's our biggest box store that we have, the only one we have.
Yeah.
So it's narrowed down to choices. But I really thought that talking with the managers might be the first step in laying out a program that we could have them, you know, partner with us with maybe couple of times a year, especially this time of the year, where they might get a discount to residents to try to beautify their yards. And that discount, I don't know, could be in a lot of different options and ways that we might want to share with them. Typically, box stores are anxious to be involved with the community. Obviously, they'd get a benefit, and we'd get a benefit. And so that's one area that I thought, and this time of the year seems to be everybody's anxious to want to plant. I think it would probably promote more people in doing that in the community instead of just having an announcement. So, you know, my first step is two or three of us maybe make an appointment with the manager and see if that might be a possibility. And so that was really my idea there. And how much of a discount, obviously, would have to step on that, I think, very carefully. But I think there's some incentives there that could help them. Now, one thing, whenever you approach anybody, they're saying, well, what are we going to get back? Obviously, the sales is important, and I don't know if there's something that we can structure within our newsletter that kind of helps them to have a little bit of advertising. In other words, that would say, you know, Walmart is helping us with beautifying, you know, because they love advertising. Mm-hmm. Anything that we can get out to every individual in the city is going to be helpful for us in having a little bit of momentum and getting them to come forward with that. So I didn't know the policies of the city to be able to.
We can't put an ad, but we could definitely have an article. Yeah, saying
we have like
a we're working on this month and
community partners kind of area where we're spotlighting.
Is Highland Gardens in Cedar Hill?
But we can mention that in the newsletter and say Walmart has generously agreed to so that way they are so people know that that's who's our partner in it, that's where we're gonna go, these are the dates.
And they get a discount and
whatever y'all are agreed to do.
And it's specifically that Walmart that's in the
You know, and that would be my first choice if they decide that that's outside the perimeters. You know, I'm anxious to talk to Hyla too. Yes, they're right outside, but when I go down there, there's people I know that are from Cedar Hills that are patronizing them, business. Mm-hmm. But I think
there's a Walmart in Highland?
No,
Highland Gardens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I lied.
I
thought we were still talking Walmart.
I'm just thinking that if they don't, that may be another option.
We're already asking Highland Gardens to do a little donation for the yard of the month as an award. Whoever wins, so.
Is that something they have
done in the past?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. That is really good.
Hopefully they would do that again. So.
And they donated our pretty flower wreath at the rec center.
They did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think Marisa made a deal that she buys the pots and they provide the flowers and
You know, I might be able to feel out the Walmart thing because my sister used to manage for them for their American Fork store. For years. Mm-hmm. So she may have an idea as far as the policies on that, so I can get an idea from her if that helps. I mean,
you know, I think anybody
if you guys
that,
pursue
has
that.
An inside groove on that,
mm-hmm.
I think would be good is if we could put together what our focus is, and then again put together what they would get from that, you know, in the newsletter and that, because they always like to look and see what they're getting back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really key when you go to these big box stores. So anyways, that's just some thoughts that I have.
Ooh, the general manager there, by the way, is very, very nice. So
I know.
I love you. This is great. Good idea.
I know. I didn't want it to leave. So I'm like, wait. No, I was just thinking, you know, we could have kind of like a double kind of promotion with this. So we have Walmart offering a discount for purchasing, you know, on the beautification committee, right? And then we could have another promotion where people can bring in their Walmart receipt from that specific Walmart to, let's say, let's bring in the little cafe at the community center and get like a free fries or free some kind of free food or something with their Walmart receipt. So we're promoting sales to Walmart. We're getting our community center involved.
Yeah, if you go get some fries, you're going to order a hamburger and get a drink too.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So then you get a little free thing. So that way we're saying to Walmart, hey, you're going to give them a discount, but then they're going to come back because they're getting extra by presenting your receipt over to the community center.
Look at you. Okay. You are a business woman.
I am. I am.
There you go. I am not.
This is why. I'm a director of marketing, so yes, I do these things.
You do this for a living every day.
Yes. I work on, partnerships,
well,
collaborations,
you are here.
Negotiations.
Okay, let's
for
just get
more
the
reason.
I'll take it.
So
all.
Any good. Beautifying sort of thing they bought at Walmart qualifies for a free drink at the grill or something.
Ooh, it doesn't even
or
have.
Or an ice cream cone. Or,
we can say like their purchase of X amount of dollars from Walmart. Mm. And then they take that receipt. Because we don't want somebody to go in to buy a candy bar and take it
right.
in. So we want to have a dollar amount. So we say spend X amount at Walmart, get a free fry at the community center, a free drink or free
drink.
But should it be a free thing of lawn and garden stuff or
anything?
No,
so
I think just the total.
To buy it to beautify.
Well, yeah, that's going to be the difference because Walmart is going to advertise, we're going to ask them to advertise, or maybe we'll advertise it in our newsletter, but they'll be offering certain discounts on yard supplies, right?
Anything from the garden
so it'll be
center.
Just from the garden center. So that will be their own promotion, which will be separate from then the customer coming back to make another purchase of X amount of dollars, but then they'll take that receipt, mm-hmm. which can be anything. It'll just have to be a dollar amount within a certain period of time.
Because you don't want the grill workers to have to be going to the receipt.
No, exactly. I just want them to see the total number at the bottom.
From
okay.
there,
okay. Yeah.
So,
no fries for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'll...
Well, this is totally off the subject, but you can go to the grill if you're wearing a Scout shirt, you get a free ice cream cone anytime.
Really?
Yeah. So
where's the Scout shirt?
Where's
my Scout shirt? Will fit me.
Go to the DI and get a Scout shirt.
I'm going
to
wear one.
I didn't know that. I was tell. Okay.
Yeah, I just did. I did a little Scout group. I did art and nature appreciation thing, and we went to the grill. I showed them the new community center, and they got it. The three people that had their Scout shirts on got free.
Nice.
And they said, anytime you come in with your Scout shirt, free ice cream.
Gosh, I was going to be riding their bike.
I know.
Yeah.
No. How good is that?
They
can.
Pulled
Keith
Johnson from that never to have.
I know.
Scout shirt every.
Let's just not. Let's just keep it.
All right. So, are we? So, is this something that we want to pursue? For
And I would start because our planting season is already started.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
So, who wants to reach out to the Cedar Hills member? He's very, very nice.
Oh, I am. Yeah, I'm like, I already feel like I own this project now.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're fine with that. You take it. Okay, here you go. We'll wrap it in the middle of the
I really like that.
I will talk to the grill about if they're willing to participate on that site as well.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have somebody at the grill that you know?
What's that?
Yeah. Do you know somebody at the grill?
Well, I know all the employees.
Oh, okay.
Boyd, when you came up with
did
this.
Did you know I'm on city council?
What's that?
Do you know I'm on the council?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure you're not thinking, who is that woman over there? No.
Why
does she
know
everybody?
That's why you're taking notes, because you're the city council representative in our meeting. Yes.
Perfect. Boyd, when you came up with this, I mean, did you pull this off anything, or did you make that up?
Okay. Jenny, if I'm going to be coordinating this with you, if you're going to be talking to the grill, because I'm going to want to have that their side, I want to have them
before
on board first before I go to Walmart.
I'll talk to them in the morning.
Okay, wonderful.
And
then we need to decide what amount. The
minimum amount.
And the time period.
Uh-huh, yeah. So I'm going to say we should make it for, well, do you want to do this on a side note and finish all?
If you want to shoot me an email, that's probably easiest.
Okay, I'll send you an email with the outline for it.
And
then
her email.
You send
it.
You
email each other.
It's on the website if you need it.
Okay.
So, Boyd made a form. And we probably need to do that. Do we need to send in something, or are we okay to email you our winners? We don't need. Do we need a paper
trail?
No,
just email it to me. That would be great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's make better.
I know. All right.
So just email me.
And we talked about Boyd. You weren't here for this, but on the yard of the month. So there's no room in the newsletter, the printed newsletter, to put a picture of the house. So we're gonna take a picture, and it'll
put
be
it on
the
website.
I would say we take, you know, maybe 3 to 5 pictures.
Different angles.
Different angles.
The proud owner in the front.
Well, yeah. Because as I'm looking at that online, I'm wanting to look at ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we get several shots, there may be something in the backyard, the front yard. And so I'm thinking if we can get a few shots, that's going to spark more interest in people saying, yeah, I want to get on there and look at some ideas.
Instead of like a real estate shop from the curb.
Yeah, where you can't see details.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Something better than
our camera phone. I'm using my camera phone. Okay, which area do you live in?
Cedars West.
Oh. So you're
in my area.
What's you're all in?
Seminole.
Seminole? Oh, you're right close to me. I'm on Fiddlesticks.
So you just moved in?
I just moved in.
Okay. I haven't met you, I've seen you, but I haven't met
yeah.
you. Yeah. You're all in Cedar Hills District 3.
So,
yeah. Are you feeling,
I'm feeling still left out.
A little overwhelmed.
I need to move. I need to move.
Oh, okay, you're right. Okay, right at the end.
You are the diversity.
Yeah.
That's right, I'm bringing diversity. White, red, red.
Okay, great.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, those are great ideas. I like that. Boyd missed this too. At the Cedar Hills Rec building, the new building, out on the point, there's an area for a future gazebo, which the committee gets to submit ideas for. So by the next meeting, we're going to come up with some ideas. We're going to talk to some different people who build or whatever and come up with some ideas that are in harmony with the architecture of the building. Something that can be multi-purpose. You could get married under it. You could take yoga under it. You could sit in
painting classes.
Yeah, painting classes.
Camping.
Reading.
Yeah.
Storytelling.
But something that would be beautiful to sit out on the point. So we're coming up with some ideas and prices of what it would cost to do this, to submit to the city council for future construction. I have a feeling
the recreation being the forefront.
Right.
So we probably ought to get a couple of different bids, right?
Yes. And I'd say as many as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Give them some choices.
So maybe if we think of anyone else.
Jenny, how does the city define recreation? I'm just curious. Do they have certain parameters? Or, because for me, I'm like, recreation is kind of anything. Pretty open, broad.
Anything outside of
exactly.
My
recreation.
So we haven't sat down and come up with a specific definition, but it's something that can be utilized by the majority of the residents,
okay,
majority of the year. So games, storytelling. Unfortunately, the state has already said that library is not recreation, so that's out. Crafts,
yeah,
classes, exercise, teaching classes, like a beekeeping teaching class, photography classes, art classes, any kind of class or exercise or craft.
So music, like live music would not be, that's what I'm worried
about. Would not be considered, just live music by itself would not be considered recreation, but if you had an event, like maybe a dance for tweens or, when we have the family festival, we have a band, if it's part of something else, then yes.
Okay.
So if you have a band entertaining residents as part of an activity, then yes.
Okay. But a big structure like that could do all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also beautiful. I mean, think about when they originally came up with this idea, they said, we won't have weddings here. But now the purpose is expanded, which is great. That's great. But
the weddings will make some money, and then we can do all of these.
Exactly.
That's right.
But if you have a recreation clock there, and somebody wants to have their wedding, and it conflicts, recreation wins. So
really
first,
because
it's a rec center. So that's first priority over anything. So that's why I have to keep that in mind when you're thinking of design.
So when is the rec center downstairs going to be done?
We are working on the design part of it now, and we'll send it out to bid. So we'll see what the bids come back as far as, I know that they would really like to have done in August, but we'll see what the construction people say they can do.
Yeah. That'll be wonderful when that gets completed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
So our hour is up. Does anyone have anything else? You need to meet everyone. We introduced you, but we didn't introduce you. I'm Denise Anderson.
Sophia Lallaton.
Okay.
Natalie Scott.
Shannon Williams. Emily Cox.
And this is all the committee?
Mm-hmm. This is what? The committee.
Oh,
yeah.
This is it. Do you need any more?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to make sure that there wasn't someone that I wasn't meeting.
No one.
So, would you be interested in joining the committee? Okay. So, I will get your name submitted to the mayor because he officially appoints people.
Okay.
So, we'll get you on our agenda.
Thank you.
So, can we get a list, like a contact list of all of us?
Yeah, if you guys if you want to sign, want to create that.
You're in charge now, Lee.
I'm
good job. Here, thanks for volunteering.
My number is.
Pass it around. We can all write our own number.
Let's just put there.
Pass it around. We'll all just write it down here.
Type it up and email it to you.
Awesome. Okay, when do we want to hold our next meeting? Should it be this same day? Is that the best thing, Jenny, to be consistent on day and time? And
since you guys are an ad hoc committee, it's whatever works best for you.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't have to be on a specific thing. So on the notes, do you want me to say that everything else that we did discuss is just going to be postponed to the next meeting?
What did we not?
Seven, we didn't do on seven.
Eight, we talked about his ideas, yes.
It doesn't have to report for city on committee's progress.
Oh, I have a different list.
Oh, it's because number one is call to order on the. Sorry.
Okay, so report for city on committee's progress. Yeah, we don't have much to report.
Okay, so.
We're just going to.
So, spring cleanup, it will be moved to the next.
Yeah, because we missed spring cleanup.
Yeah,
we'll probably just remove that item. Okay. Kind of is more of the trash pickup organization encouragement. Mm-hmm. Weed abatement, I noticed in the city newsletter, weed abatement is happening.
Yes.
I have watched the weed abatement people.
Whoa,
they're like drunken sailors spraying that stuff around. Like, I drove behind them on the off purpose. I'm like, I don't see you hitting a weed. Like, they're supposed to spray the cracks, you know, where this pavement meets the sidewalk and everything. No, they weren't. I called the city. I'm like, oh, just for your information.
So, who do we report on that?
Greg also.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, Roundup is cheap, and I buy Roundup by the back.
Start going in.
Yeah,
people.
I do. I just run around. I do my hair
in the car all the
back.
Time.
I do down to the light post. I do everywhere.
We really do need to move into the third.
Yeah, I know my old street misses me so much. As soon as I moved, it didn't look so good. So. Yeah, feel free to round up past your property line.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, could we also do, like, maybe tip of the month or something in the newsletter? Or, because one thing that is just so easy to do, if you go for walks or whatever,
take a
grocery bag and pick stuff up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anything you want to do, send it to me. They do have some like a tip of the month section, and we can chat there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want. They had one about storm drains this last month about not dumping your oil and stuff down.
Which you would think you wouldn't have to tell people. But.
just email me newsletter ideas and I'll show you then.
Okay. That's great.
So today was mainly discussion. In the future, when you guys are ready to present something to the council, you'll come up with your report. But one of you will need to actually make an official motion that that's what you're going to submit to the council. Someone will second it, and then you'll all tie your name to it. But you don't have to do that this time because we didn't have any official.
Nothing to submit yet.
Our season thing is
next month. When we come up with the name, might want to fill him in on what we're doing.
Along with beautification award, we thought it would be fun to do like a seasonal award.
A holiday decorating.
For the
best house
decoration.
The
first one we decided.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of fun. And
So we're trying to come up with a fun name for it.
Yeah.
So be thinking of a fun name for the next time.
A name and an award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a prize. There has to be a prize.
Yeah.
But like Emma said, I would love to have something that you could do in the newsletter or on the website every month, because the more that it's consistent, the more residents will recognize it and want to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Like your iHeart piece.
Well, I think somebody knows who.
Something that's consistent so that way they know to watch out for it.
Mm-hmm.
This newsletter is going to be like 80 pages long.
Well, sometimes we'll keep them short blurbs, but if we make a beautification mini link on the website, we can refer people there too. Mm-hmm. If they're looking at pictures and stuff already, then we can put anything else we want there.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys track the traffic on that website? Do you get many hits?
I'm sure they do. I don't know the answer to how many hits they get, but I can find out.
Be curious to know.
Yeah, that is something that I would like to do too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Well, check that out.
I have.
Oh, I have.
I'm
losing.
Write that in my notes.
Did we start scheduling the meetings again? I mentioned to you that I've had a 2-year commitment.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesdays. 2nd and the 4th Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want me to come about at the same time or later every time, that's up to you. But those.
Yeah, I'm not married to this day.
Yeah.
So Wednesdays actually do work best for me. Does anyone else?
But we could do first or third.
Wednesdays.
Correct.
That's fine. Wednesdays are great for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
Wednesday works for me.
Okay. One. Which one? First or third?
Let's do first.
Okay. Good. So next me is
Big, and we'll always have it here.
Meeting is June
6th.
June 6th.
Looks like I have something.
Oh, I'm sure if the summer goes on, it'll be at 8 p.m. Is that a good time for everyone?
Great.
So much better for me than 7.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great. All right. Any closing remarks?
Here's the chair.
No, I'm just asking. Does anyone else have anything to say?
I do not. That was a lot. That was more than we've done
so much.
Great.
I know, I'm so excited. Well, thank you all for coming. I know it's a lot of time.
I can have a few.
Okay.
Sorry. I think I reached a few of you. But as we start to, Hart is coming.
Wait, who's coming?
90 days. Once they get a permit, everything will be about 90 days, so they'll be up and going this summer.
Where?
Right south of Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in that development.
Where they did their house recently.
Okay. Is it going to be a pretty building?
Yeah, it has to be in the colonial style.
So our
home
will go.
It has to be in the colonial theme.
Which I could not be happy.
And if you go to the website and pull the last council meeting notes, not from yesterday, but last week's council meeting notes, you can see some of the pictures because they submitted drawings and everything. You can go with.
Oh, good.
Just go under government and then city council and minutes and agendas. And not yesterday, but the week before.
Denise, now you have an excuse to go.
But one of the things that I talked to Mayor Richardson about was the committee's desire to provide some input into how that looks. It's the planning commission who's over the overall design of where streets are going to go and that kind of thing. So, but he thought it would be a great idea if this committee made recommendations to the planning commission on, kind of just general look and feel. If you landscaping, or you talked about a clock tower, things like that. They loved those ideas and said, yeah, have the beautification committee make recommendations to the planning commission. So, you guys at some point want to start thinking about that. I mean, obviously, it's not crucial right now because we don't have the kind of people who are willing to build right now, but if you want to put that on a future agenda item, they'd love to have your input.
Is there a general plan then for that whole area right
there
now?
There was one that was created a while ago, but it's just very basic. It's nothing set in stone. Okay. It was just kind of to try to give an idea if businesses were interested, what we kind of thought it may look like. But it doesn't have any landscaping stuff. It's just squares, you could put this many buildings here and have a road here kind of a thing. So I'm not expecting you guys to come up with, we should have, this many roads, but maybe we want a central area that has, a clock tower or fountain or whatever. Some general ideas like that will go to the planning commission. And again, they have the ultimate yay or nay, because they know from the contracting perspective what they can and can't do, but they would love to get your input.
Great. Cool. Okay.
Sounds very good. Well, thank you.
This meeting is officially adjourned until June 6th
at 8 o'clock.
All right. Okay.
Stop the recording.